Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta love the smackdown that's going on here, Lee. The leadership of Clemson tried to hide behind free speech, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yes, we have to protect those advocating for murder, celebrating murder, or even, you know, suggesting future murder should take place of people we disagree with. Well, you know, First Amendment, got to protect them. And Alan Wilson, our attorney general, sent the leadership of Clemson a letter saying, yeah, you know that South Carolina state law that says, you know, you can't fire, government can't fire people for their political beliefs. And he explained legally that does not apply to this situation. It does not apply to advocating for murder. It only applies to politics, i.e. advocating for murder is not a legitimate political position. It's incitement to violence. So you can fire them. And I loved how he just ripped the carpet out from underneath them as they were trying to hide behind, well, you know, First Amendment, and we can't legally fire them. And oh, gosh darn, we got to keep them on staff here at Clemson so they can, you know, go ahead and explain to the next generation how murder is good and we should do it. So that was awesome. Good for him to do that and undercut them because they were trying to use that argument first. And then they tried to use the, well, we'll suspend them while we investigate. And now they're like, okay, we'll fire one of them. And it appears they didn't say who they fired, Lee, but I'm pretty sure it was Robin Newberry. Just reading between the lines, if two professors are left, well, he's not a professor. He was had a six-figure salary, head of their asbestos remediation program. And he was the one who was encouraging more murder, saying everybody should be like Luigi Mangione and Tyler Robinson. Even had a couple of ideas for who should die. Was very happy that Charlie Kirk was dead. Said the country was better off for it. So it appears he's been fired. So my guess is the other two, they say they're professors. Well, nobody should buy the Clemson bait and switch because this is what they're doing. They're saying, well, you know, okay, we'll leave them on the payroll. All you folks out there, they want to kill, because that's us. That's right-wing Christians. You go ahead and pay their salaries, but don't worry. We won't put them in. We'll pull them back from the classroom. But if you notice, Clemson has not said permanently. There's no timeline on it. It's just we'll pull them out of the classroom. Yeah, until we're not looking anymore. You'll put them right back. You know what is astonishing to me, Lee?
What's that?
The political capital that the leadership of Clemson is expending to protect Democrats who want murder, liberals who want murder of people they disagree with. The goodwill, I mean, I can't even imagine what this is costing them in alumni donations. And I see the text line, alumni, I'm never writing a check again. One guy said that he had contacted the Alumni Association because he had recently written a check and he wants the money back. So you're tarnishing your reputation and hurting fundraising, maybe even hurting your ability to be funded, because now Nancy Mace is seeking at the federal level to defund these institutions, all to protect professors advocating for murder or celebrating murder. I mean, it really shows you, this is instructive, parents, who is running these colleges. This is not, think about where you work for a minute, Lee. I mean, me, you, and yeah. Normal people even, and not even, I guess we're not normal people, just normal people that are going to work at GE today.
Yeah.
And pick that, Michelin, I don't know.
BMW, Michelin, you know, any of these.
You show up at work, and you start talking about how it's a really good idea to kill people you disagree with. Is that normal?
No. You would be, someone from HR would be handing you a box to take your things out.
Right.
To the parking lot.
That's how it works. You can't come to work and, well, you know, really love that murder the other day. Hey, here's, you know, we should murder some more people too. And you're just walking around the break room like that. I mean, by noon, you're going to be sitting at HR. This is how normal people live. Why does the leadership of Clemson think It just shows you how out of the norm, how radical these people are, that that is normal. We have to protect that. We can't fire them. Sorry. Huh? When Alan Wilson, again, our attorney general, is like, no, you can. I've looked at the law. Not only can you fire them, I can promise you that as the attorney general of South Carolina, there will be no prosecution for the firing. So that's gone now. They can't say that. These are not normal things. Think about neighborhood barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have friends, they come over, maybe some neighbors come over. Some guy's just sitting there talking about killing people. Is that normal?
No.
Is that socially acceptable?
He's not getting seconds on the barbecue. That's
He's
sure.
not in my house. Everybody be looking around, he'd get kind of quiet, you know, awkward. That's a weird dude. Yeah, I know. Where does he live? Yeah, did you invite him? Maybe, you know, just kind of show him the door. I mean, it would be a buzzkill, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's just not socially normal. This is not within the norms of American society. And yet Clemson wants to protect them. The leadership wants to protect this. I've never seen anything like this. This is incredible. Texter writes, I'm a 38-year-old lifelong Clemson football fan. No more. No more. Texter writes, Tara, as soon as the attention fades away, Clemson will put them back in the classroom. So says Kim. Yeah, so fast your head will spin. And, you know, now that these, here's what's going on now, that now that these professors are getting away with this, because that if you're still collecting your salary, you're getting away with it. We've got another employee of Coastal Carolina now who is out there posting things saying violence is never the answer, ignores reality, violence freed slaves, violence stopped Hitler, violence protects families from attackers when police can't get there in time. The truth is violence has ended more evils than peaceful words ever have. He reposts Nancy Mace, Representative Nancy Mace, who's running for governor, saying we know Charlie Kirk would want us to pray for such an evil, a lost individual like Tyler Robinson to find Jesus Christ. We will do the same. All she's saying is she's going to pray for Tyler Robinson. We should too. And this person who works for Coastal Carolina calls her a two-faced, starts with C, ends with T. But with how much she loves throwing slurs around on the congressional floor, she might not be far behind, saying she should be the next to be killed with fingers crossed.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a problem. And Representative Adam Morgan this morning with... He's with the South Carolina Freedom Caucus is publicizing this one. And they've gotten several people fired, including the Greenville County teacher who, you know, kudos to Greenville County Schools.
Oh, they didn't waste any time.
Well, I don't understand what Clemson's problem is. And I'm telling you, these kind of employees look at, oh, cool, you can talk murder and keep your job at Clemson. I'm going to do it too. And this is what keeps it going. There's got to be a social price for this. Again, I would never support any of these people losing their social media accounts. I don't want that to happen to them. That is your First Amendment right, even if you're a creepazoid. I don't want it taken from them. But you don't get to have a job, not at my expense, not my taxpayer dollars, and not when you're suggesting Nancy Mace should be next. We're not doing that. We're not going to have a debate on who should be killed. Do you see what they're trying to do? The left is using this opportunity. They never let an opportunity go to waste. Using this opportunity to establish for the first time that advocating for the murder of those on the right is protected speech. And the new norm is you get to keep your job while you do it.
Well, they're trying to normalize acts of domestic terrorism.
Yes. Yes, they are right now. And Clemson, I can't believe this. Clemson is leading it the way. All morning I've been saying, here is the email for the president of Clemson, president@clemson.edu, especially if you are a donor and alumni, let them know you are not happy. Use words like please and thank you. And remember, we are Charlie Kirk, okay? Write your email politely but firmly as Charlie Kirk would. And let them know this is not socially acceptable. These are not norms that we teach the future leaders, the students of our state. We do not normalize murder at Clemson.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me now is former South Carolina Freedom Caucus Chairman Adam Morgan, who ran for Congress, is still very involved in running the Freedom Caucus operation. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Tara.
Let me tell you what, you have done an amazing job outing, teachers, professors, employees of our South Carolina universities who have been pro-murder and celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk, and in some cases, even suggesting there should be more murder.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's shocking, galling. I don't even know the right word. I that's why I've been so focused on it, because just to think that our own tax dollars are what are paying for these people, especially the professors and teachers. Like, we are paying for our own cultural demise, the indoctrination of our kids. And these acts can absolutely happen again. You read exactly the statement from the Coastal Carolina employee saying, you know, maybe Nancy should be next, fingers crossed. And then the Clemson professor who said, in the world of Charlie Kirk's, be a Tyler Robinson. I mean, he talks to kids every day. Charlie was shot on a college campus, and you have a professor saying that so that students can follow it. I mean, it's actually inciting violence. This stuff is serious. If the colleges don't deal with this, I say defund them. Take every tax dime they're getting. I mean, Clemson gets $300 million, of your taxpayer money. And it's definitely state-funded. Coastal Carolina gets a ton as well. All the 12 other colleges, I believe, across the country jumped right on this and fired the employees who either celebrated or incited violence. Clemson, we're on day 5 now. They fired 1 out of 3 and only yesterday, so 4 days into it. I mean, completely unacceptable. There should absolutely be repercussions. Yesterday I publicly said I think the president of Clemson should be removed. I mean, thinking of the irreparable harm and damage that's been caused to the university by the mishandling of this scandal. And I just hope Coastal Carolina jumps on it. And I hope everybody listening right now takes time. It's so easy to let your voice be heard. You email these guys, president@clemson.edu and president@coastal.edu. You might think, oh, Coastal, that's the other side of the state. They're getting your taxpayer money. It's state tax dollars that goes to that school. And so let your voice be heard. These people need to do the right thing, and we need to take a stand right now.
I couldn't agree with you more, Adam Morgan, because you know what I think is going on here? And it's disgusting to see the leadership of our universities and the state involved in it. I think there's a sneaky move underhand to establish that advocating for the murder of the right is a right of our state employees, and that we must protect it. And they're trying to create, case history precedent. The left is really big on precedent. Oh, look, we'll see, these people advocated for murder over here at Clemson and they got to keep their jobs. But the problem with it, and that's what they're hoping to establish, a new right, really. But the problem with it is that when these people don't lose their jobs, people on the left who are pro-murder, which is 25% of those who identify as very liberal in polling and 17% of those who identify as liberal, say violence can be the answer in the poll I just had, those people all get the right to do it too and keep their jobs. And so it becomes the norm. And now the next 12-year-old boy is going to spend the next 10 years hearing Nazi, 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 murder, murder, murder from adults in their sphere. And we've got to stop that. The work you're doing is important. Look, you have First Amendment right. You get to keep your X account all day long, your Facebook account. I don't want to take that from you, but you don't get to have a job.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it insane, the lunacy of the left, that what was it, a couple years ago, they were telling us that, it should be illegal for us to misgender somebody and that speech is violence and that, that people should be censored, that say a man is a man and a woman is a woman. But now they're all claiming, oh, no, it's free speech to incite violence and call people to murder other people in cold blood. I mean, that you almost can't make this stuff up. It's like, no, you have a constitutional right to speech, but not to violent speech. Like that's how the Constitution. Ilhan Omar posted this yesterday when she's, you know, now getting censored for some of her comments about the First Amendment. I had a laugh. It's like, read the Constitution, honey. And we're talking about the U.S. Constitution. Read that one, since it's probably confusing for some of these people. But yeah, we've got to take a stand. You know, it was Charlie Kirk, you know, just the other day. And if we allow it to continue, that it could be anybody. It's not just Charlie. It's what he's saying, what he stood for. It's the belief system that they want to eradicate. And so if we don't stand up now, it's our future and our kids' future. It's at stake.
Think about, Adam Morgan, where this has gone in South Carolina in 5 days. It's gone from the provost and the president of Clemson standing firmly behind the pro-murder professors, refusing to fire them, to now we've got a person out at Coastal Carolina suggesting Nancy Mace should be next for murder. When, yeah. I mean, think about this. A congresswoman? We're now picking out new targets for murder? And what congresswoman? The congresswoman who, what has she been doing this week? She's out there advocating for the firing of the first set of pro-murder professors at Clemson. And she's, you know, writing a letter. She wants to defund Clemson. And I guess now I have to add Coastal Carolina to that list at the federal level if they're pro-murder. And I absolutely agree with her. While literally she's being targeted. So we have gone from sort of vague pro-murder sentiments, be a Tyler Robinson, you know, be a Luigi Mangione at Clemson, to specific pro-murder sentiments of, hey, Nancy Mace should be next.
Yeah, all in South Carolina. And you know, it's not just those schools. There's one at Winthrop. There's one at Presbyterian. I mean, it's kind of popping up everywhere. And the one in the high school. The key is you're noticing a trend. It's education seems to be the common denominator where yep. most of these people are, which should be terrifying for all of us. And once again, it's completely funded on your dime. And, you know, we tried to defund DEI, what, 2-3 years ago, actually multiple times, the Freedom Caucus legislators. 1 year on the budget, I think it was 2 years ago, we put the amendments on every single college budget, including Clemson and including Coastal Carolina, and we said, this is how much money they reported to us that they're spending on DEI. Cut it. Slash it. Wisconsin did it. Florida did it. All these other states did it. We can do it. And you know what happened? That amendment was opposed and blocked and voted down by Republican elected officials in the House GOP caucus. They said, we can't do it. We don't need this. This is a non-issue. All the typical stuff. That they say, and here we are. So we tried. We warned them. Here we are 3 years later, and you're seeing it's reared its ugly head. You see that it's in our colleges everywhere, and it's all been funded by us. So we've got to stop it. The Freedom Caucus and myself have called for a special session to defund Clemson if they don't fire these employees, and let's throw Coastal and Winthrop and some of these other in there that are getting funds if they don't deal with their employees. And to actually pass the bill to ban DEI and stop the funding that is continuing to allow and promote these individuals and this type of philosophy on our college campuses.
30 seconds, Adam Morgan. I've been trying to find anywhere where our governor has weighed in on this. Am I missing it, or can you not find that either?
Oh, no. And I jumped on him the other day. It's galling that every single elected official from the Freedom Caucus all the way to Lindsey Graham. I mean, even Lindsey Graham has weighed in on this. Everybody's called out Clemson and saying that this stuff needs to stop. And yet you've seen nothing from the governor he's the figurehead of the state. He's the one that we should be hearing the most from. And he said absolutely nothing. It's embarrassing. You know, the governor of Florida, the governor of Texas have jumped in and they're calling for the education department to investigate teachers that are posting this stuff. They're being proactive, and you have absolutely nothing from the current governor of South Carolina, Henry McMaster. And it's embarrassing, and I cannot wait to have a new governor. Y'all vet them well. Let's not make the wrong choice here. We need strong leaders, and it's sure is time for a change in South Carolina.
Adam Morgan, where can people track all the information that you have? I know you have a website.
What's really my ex is kind of where I've been posting most of the stuff. So if you're on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, my at is Rep Adam Morgan. That's where I've been posting a lot. I also try to keep it on other social medias, but that's really, I would even encourage people to get on there, even if you're not. It's great to keep up with the news and really a lot of call to actions to stay involved and engaged where you can actually make a difference, not just, you know, sit around stewing and fuming about it, but what can I actually do to help save our country? And also, I encourage everybody to follow the South Carolina Freedom Caucus, especially for your statewide issues. They're at the tip of the spear, so a great group to follow.
Thank you so much, Adam Morgan, for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Folks, this has been going on a very long time. Unbelievable what I've found in my archives. My husband helps me prep for the show. He sends me usually, it's not unusual, a couple hundred emails a day, 200 to 300 some days. And we realized a number of years ago that Google was erasing history as it occurred, and that a lot of these things we talk about, I wouldn't be able to find 6, 8, 10 months later if you could ever find them at all. And we needed a searchable database for basically what we record every day. And a lot of times I don't even, use all that show prep. It lets me just, go right like a shot right down and see every headline, know everything that's going on, and then dig deeper. Well, we've been archiving this stuff for years in a Google account, which creates a searchable database. There's no such thing on Google, which is why you can't trace the history of Antifa's attempts to murder not just Charlie Kirk, but anyone associated with Turning Point USA. But I can. I have over 500,000 emails in that account. They go back to 2019. So I put TPUSA in. And here's what I found. I'd forgotten about this from 2023. Do you realize our Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden declared Turning Point USA a terrorist organization that should be targeted because of its affiliation with Nazis? And they funded it with $40 million. Now, it wasn't just TPUSA that was on this chart published by the Department of Homeland Security. It was also the Breitbart.org, Heritage Foundation, PragerU, other terrorist organizations. They handed out $40 million worth of grants, including to the University of Dayton and an Antifa member who advocated for violence and said he was breaking the law. What did they pay for? What did they get for that? Now, keep in mind, this program's actually been around since Barack Obama. Donald Trump discovered it, defunded it. Joe Biden put it back in motion. So that's how old this is. What did this add up to? Well, as I put TPUSA into my massive searchable database, listen to that. It's amazing Charlie Kirk made it alive as long as he did. I'm truly in awe. But I want you to understand the scope of the violence that we are facing and the violent thugs that Clemson is protecting. Headline, 2019. Actually, Let's go back. I have these outside of my database. Let's go back to 2017. You begin to see this happening. Headline, Milo Yiannopoulos. Remember him? Conservative activist. Milo Yiannopoulos event canceled after violence erupts. Safety concerns stop performance by Milo Yiannopoulos, guest of Berklee College Republicans. He was unable to attend after they threatened to kill him. And there was this, 2019, arrest made after more than 1,000 protest in Coulter speech. It took riot police to keep the violent, highly organized leftist thugs from crashing into the building and dragging Ann Coulter out, which is what they wanted to do. Headline, 2/21/2019, leftists at UC Berkeley violently attacks Turning Point USA member. Police seek help identifying suspect. That was a beating. 3/23/2019, violent fascist students docks conservative TPUSA leader. Again, TPUSA is Charlie Kirk's group. Then light his dorm room on fire. Now we're into April 2019. Antifa threatens to kill Candace Owens, a TPUSA event at University of Pennsylvania. And then there's this, South Seattle College TPUSA president. I feel more empowered than ever despite bias incident. He was beaten and attacked. Turning Point US, next headline. We're still in 2019. Turning Point USA leader stalked, almost the victim of a hit and run on Seattle campus. They tried to run him over. They did not succeed only because they missed. Antifa connections in that one. TPUSA campus rep reports mob violence against conservative students. They were kicked, punched, their table torn down. They were celebrating Trump's wall and advocating for it. The entire display was destroyed. Next up, Utah high school student admits using pepper spray to disrupt TPUSA event. That's 2019. Next headline, Turning Point USA activist attacked, beaten at Evergreen State College. Next headline, we're in 2020 now. Same lunatic who sucker punched TPUSA member last year was arrested Sunday for repeatedly stabbing husband bike riding with his wife. That's in California after another attack on a college campus. Let's keep going. Breaking, TPUSA event at Dartmouth College focusing on Antifa terrorism shut down due to bomb threat by guess who? Antifa. Do you see a kind of like a connection here? 2022, The View apologizes. That's on TV, The View. Apologizes to Turning Point USA over defamatory statements after they threatened to sue. They likened them to Nazis. Said they were in league with Nazis. That ended up being completely untrue, and they had to retract it. Let's keep going. 2022, now funded by the Biden administration, the leftist thugs are everywhere. Headline, Charlie Kirk taunts furious far-left protesters waving signs against white supremacy as they storm Turning Point USA event at the University of New Mexico. It took riot police and a SWAT team to get Charlie Kirk and his, like, I guess, team of people that he had around them out of there without being beaten. Headline, 2023, left-wing activists smash windows, arrested at UC Davis, Charlie Kirk event. Violence comes after, get this, Chancellor prompted students to neutralize and negate TPUSA. And then this, Biden Department of Homeland Security paid $40 million for an anti-terror program, and they're literally paying left-wing violent activists to interrupt events by these groups. Nobody had more of these events than Turning Point USA. So this is a pattern. It's not new. It's not just some guy who had a mental breakdown in Utah. This has gone on and on and on. And if Clemson gets away with protecting pro-murder professors, Katie, bar the door. This is going to get so much worse. Ow! Before they killed Charlie Kirk, Antifa adherents beat Andy Ngo into a absolute stupor, giving him a brain bleed, a crime for which they barely paid because of the sympathetic courts that tried them. Andy Ngo has literally had it beaten into him. By the way, he is a gay young man who, as best as I don't even know what his partisan views are. It's very hard to tell. He just covers the Antifa. He's been warning about them for years. Here's what he had to say on Jesse Waters last night about how he hopes this will open eyes.
I hope that it's been eye-opening for the public to see the bloodlust that exists, not just on the fringe left, obviously, but also on the mainstream left in the aftermath of this assassination. It is a cancer that exists on the left, and it's mainstream. And there's some data to back that up. Just overnight, a mural for Charlie Kirk in Pensacola, Florida, was vandalized with Antifa propaganda on it. And some of the messages that left on it were the exact messages from what was engraved on the rifle cartridges that were used in the attack. So this is the mindset we're dealing with. It is, I will call it a death cult. They worship death. They want their targets killed. And they've been supported by a huge apparatus. I'm not just talking about the Black Bloc militants who are on the streets as acting as thugs, carrying out arson attacks and assaulting people. I'm talking about politicians who spread their propaganda and lies, NGOs, nonprofit groups, elected officials, and many in the Democrat Party, and of course, many journalists. We've seen many disgusting lies spread in the last few days in liberal media suggesting somehow that this accused gunman was a far-right Christian nationalist inspired by MAGA.
Yeah, there's a big disinformation campaign underway by the legacy.
He'd know better than anybody. And unfortunately, the leadership at Clemson is still on the side of pro-murder professors. And they are refusing to fire them. They can't pretend anymore that they can't fire them. So now they're going with, hey, we'll pull them out of the classroom to try to pacify you. They're going to be right back in the classroom. And now we've got another employee out at Coastal Carolina who says Nancy Mace is next. See, this is what this has normalized, what Clemson has done. That's not debate, folks, especially not when they are naming Congress members as next. We cannot tolerate this from our universities. Clemson has got to get that message. Send the president of Clemson a message. You can email him. That's president@clemson.edu. Do not let up, but be polite.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.